We're going to learn the Maharal, Perek Mem Gimel in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, where he explains, based on the words of the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, he explains the idea of Dvarim being Mishneh Torah. But we don't just look at it as the repetition of certain mitzvahs, where certain mitzvahs were repeated in Arvos Moav. And we don't only look at it as explanation, the way the Pasuk says, Hoyel Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah Hazeis. He's going to explain that the entire idea of receiving Torah and of Am Yisrael having the Torah necessitates that there be a chumash on the part of the receivers, that there be a chumash that's the chumash of the Mekabel, as he's going to explain. So we are in the middle of Perek Mem Gimel. The second column on page Kuf Lamed Aleph in these editions of the Tiferes Yisrael. The Kedim Shebanu Lebayer Davrezeh, he was explaining the concept of the Luchos and the difference between the Luchos HaRishonos and the Shnios, the concept of Zachar V'Shamar B'Dibur Echod Nemru. But we're not going to get into that so much as what he uses as an introduction to his explanation of the differences between the Luchos. Ro'i Lucha L'das HaHefresh She'yesh Ben Mishneh Torah Asher Bo Gam HaDibros HaShniyos. You have to know the difference between Mishneh Torah, which also has the Luchos Shniyos, Ubein Shar Hater, and the rest of the Torah. B'Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Ein Mafsikin B'Klolos. That when reading the Klolos, we don't have Aliyos beginning and ending in middle of the Klolos. Ukamar Abaye Loishonu Ela B'Klolos Shebeteris Kahanim. Abaye says that halacha applies to the Teichacha of Parshas B'Chukaisai in Teres Kahanim in the end of Ayikra. Aval B'Klolos Shebemishneh Torah Mafsikin. But the klolos in Parshas Kisavo in Mishneh Torah are not subject to this law. You would be allowed, we don't, but you would be allowed to have hefsek in the middle of those psukim. Ve'ein b'kach klum, no problem. My timer. The difference is, halolum yipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nemru, u'b'loshein rabim nemru, because those in Teres Kahanim were from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the klolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparted. And they are in Lashon Rabim. They are in the plural form. V'halalu Moshe mipi atzmai amran, whereas the ones in Mishneh Torah were stated, they were spoken by Moshe. Seemingly, the words mipi atzmai means of his own volition, but of course we're going to explain that it doesn't mean that he said as he wished, whatever klolos he wished, as the Maharal will explain. U'b'lashon yachid, and they are in lashon yachid, they are in the singular. Ad kam. Ve'ein ha'kavana hazeh chas v'sholem she'yemar Moshe diber mipi atzmai. God forbid to think that what it means is that Moshe said as he wished, and including the klolos, spoke as he wished, af ois achas. Not even in the case of one letter. That's not what it means. Rak ha'hefrish she'yesh ben ha'mishneh Torah ben shar ha'Torah. The difference is, and before we get into the difference, just note that in the very beginning of Chumash Devarim, the very beginning of this week's parsha, the Torah says, Mefurash, it's the third pasuk, Diber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, k'chol asher tziva Hashem oisai aleihem. So the very introduction to Mishneh Torah is that this is what Moshe said, as commanded to say it by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost as if pointedly the Torah is telling us that, yes, in a few psukim we're going to say, Hoyel Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah Hazeis, but everything that Moshe said here in Mishneh Torah, in Chumash Devarim, was said as Hashem commanded him to say it. But the difference is, as we now go back to the Maharal, the difference is, Ha'efresh she'yesh ben Mishneh Torah ben Shar HaTorah. Ki, ha'Torah she'nosan Hashem Yisbarach li'Yisrael yesh bo shtei bechinas. There are two aspects to the Torah that Hashem gave us. Habachina ha'achas mitzad Hashem yisbarach. Asher hu naisein ha'tera. First, you have the fact that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, involved in any way in sharing something from Shemayim, that's a unique aspect of Torah. And it requires that there be a particular avenue and a unique character of the giving and of the giver. HaBechina HaShenis, the second aspect is Mitzad Yisrael, HaMekablem Es HaTorah. We are on the receiving end. If you give something from one to the other, and they, the two of them, are exactly the same, so then Reuven is giving to Shimon. There is no difference between what it is Reuven gives and how he gives and how and what Shimon receives. Because the two are equal. Aval kasher Hashem yisbarach shehu al hakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, master of the universe, can give something, but it's something that has to have a certain character because it's coming from Al HaKol, the Rabbi Nishal Olam, the master of the universe. Shehu Al HaKol, Nosan HaTorah Yisrael, Vehem Ba'aretz, while we're mere mortals here on earth. Efshur Shelo Yiyah Kan Bechina Miuchedes. It's impossible. But for there to be a particular aspect, Mitzad HaNoisein, particular aspect of Torah and a means of relating the Torah on the part of the one giving it, ubechina acheres, a different aspect and character, mitzad hamekabel, on the part of the receiver. Ulefichach haTorah kula chutz miMishnah Torah, shulchan mishachrin. All of the Torah except for Mishnah Torah, except for the last book of Dvarim, ra'uy sheyimatze ba habechina mitzad hanoisein. It has to have certain traits and it has to have and be characterized by certain conditions that are reflective of the fact that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam Chvaydo V'Atzmai giving the Torah. It has to be therefore different and special. Ki HaMekabel Mekabel B'Saif. Because the one who receives the Torah as an end process after all of the giving and the process of relating it is complete. Kasher gomar hanoisein es gzeras dvarav. After that which is said and how it's said by the giver, then it's received on the part of those who are receiving. V'oz hamekabel mekabel. Ulefichach nikra Mishnah Torah ki'ilu haya davar miyuchad shehu mitzad mekabel. And that's why it's called Mishnah Torah, a complete Torah unto itself, meaning that it is now the received Torah. This is Mishnah Torah. This is the version of Torah as received. V'yesh b'china mitzad mekabel d'ksiv b'Mishnah Torah hoy el maisha be'eres ha'Torah hazois. That's the point of that pasuk, that this now is Mishnah Torah, and it's reflective of a receiving, and particularly of a completion of the receiving of Torah, that is in a different way, marked by different characteristics from those of the first four books, where the giving of the Torah is all of, and only that which is involved. Because the receiver and the receiving requires explanation. It requires Beir. And so that's why it's Mishnah Torah, the explanation of Torah, and it's, so to speak, a book unto itself, because it's the process of receiving the Torah definitively for all time that is being completely and perfectly established. With the first four books, what they are saying is that Hashem was teaching us Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. The fifth book is saying Moshe Rabbeinu is now completing a process, explaining all of the Torah, reviewing and explaining all of the Torah, meaning this is the book about the completion of the receiving of Torah, more so than the first four, which are about the giving of the Torah. Zehu ha-hefrish ha-sheyesh bein ha-Torah u-bein Mishnah Torah. So he's saying a fascinating idea. He's not saying that that the Torah is, you know, overtly different. That the style is different. He's not going into what, you know, some of the Bible scholars and Bible critics have contended, you know, that there's so much stylistically different that they would claim, Chalila, that it wasn't the same authorship. That's Chas v'Shalom, that's not what he's implying. He's saying that it's just that it's called Mishneh Torah, and it states that it's going to be an explanation, Hayol Meisha Be'eres HaTorah Hazais, because there have to be qualities on the part of the giving and unique qualities on the part of the receiving of Torah. And they are reflected in the nature of the Torah, so that the first four books of Torah are reflective of the giving. Mishneh Torah is reflective of the receiving. Witness the fact that Moshe says we have to now explain and explain, because on the receiving end, of course, that's where explanation is necessary, because it's limited man who is being, you know, who is receiving the Torah, where it's limitless Adon Kol who's giving the Torah. Now, he next goes into what it is that you could say was different, what it is that actually was process-wise unique to the first four books and different in the fifth. Lefichach, kol dibur shenamar b'teira, af shemayshe haya medaber oisai, mikol makam haya ke'ilush Hashem yisparach medaber kol ha'teira. The first four books has, so to speak, Moshe functioning without his own initiative. It is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, Shekach gozar v'kach tziva Hashem Yisparach, v'hoya Hashem Yisparach noisein hadibur b'piv. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would literally place the speech and cause the speech to emanate from Moshe's mouth. When Moshe spoke, he wasn't so much repeating by memory as he was the instrument of Hashem's expression. Ukmesha Kosov Ba'asaras Hadibrais Moshe Yedaber V'Halakim Ya'anenu B'Kol. So it doesn't just mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him with a loud voice so he could be heard by the masses, by all of the hundreds of thousands, by the millions of Yidden gathered at Har Sinai. No, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koil caused Moshe's koil to emanate. That is, that the koil of Moshe's voice was actually caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a supernatural process. It wasn't just speech on Moshe's volition, on his own part, but it was, like the Gemara talks about the Shem HaKadosh coming out of the voice box of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that it was emanating from the Kohen Gadol, but it was caused directly by Hashem Yisparach. V'kach hoya b'chol dibur shehaya medaber Moshe, Hashem Yisparach sum hadibur b'piv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually caused those words to come from Moshe's mouth. Prophetically, in Nevuah. At the very moment that he speaks that word because HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes him to. That's in the first four books of Torah. Avol Mishneh Torah, Hoyim Medaber Moshe Me'atzmai, Kimay HaShliach Shemedaber, Ka'asher Tzivolai HaMishaleach. Now he's not saying that the words were chosen by Moshe, although there are Mefarshim who say that, that it was al pi nevuah, that Moshe was given words or allowed together with nevuah to form words based on the ideas that he was told. We don't have to go there. The Maral might be saying that the actual words were exactly spoken by Hashem, but then they were spoken by Hashem and repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was sent to say these words, as opposed to the words emanating from Moshe's mouth. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly and immediately causes Moshe to say certain things? No. Mishneh Torah hayu medaber Moshe me'atzmai, of his own volition. K'moy hashliach shemedaber ka'ashet tzivu lo'y hamashalech. Speaking when and how the sender who sent him would have him speak. That's the meaning of what they said, as we quoted the Gemara earlier, that the klalos of Mishneh Torah were said by Moshe of his own choosing. Mipi atzmai doesn't mean that he chose which klalos. Doesn't mean perhaps even that he chose how to express and with which words to express those klalos. Klaimar, it just means shlahaya Hashem Yisbarach noisin hadibur piv. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm now going to cause you to speak. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, say the following. Moshe, convey the following. And after being told, Moshe Rabbeinu, retold. Moshe Rabbeinu repeated and conveyed what it was he had been told to convey. Shlohoya Mishnah Torah Rak L'Kabel Es HaTorah. Now he goes back to explaining, because Mishnah Torah is all about the receiving of Torah. V'ha-kabbalah hu al yidei mi shekarav el ha-mekabel. Kabbalah is through something that is close to the mekabel, which is some of his own words or his own memory, as opposed to a nesina where the words come out of Moshe's mouth but not out of his own volition. What he means in this sentence, v'ha-kabbalah hu al-yidei mi shekarav el ha-mekabel, what he means to say is that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it mipi atzmai, that's because the role of Mishnah Torah is the book of receiving of Torah, the completion of the receiving of Torah. Receiving would mean that the receiver, who's a human being, who are human beings, are going to be engaged in the process of receiving. And since the human process would be to be told and then to repeat and then to form sentences on his own, so that's the reason why this specific book, because it's the book of the Kabbalah of Torah, reflects the Makabel. And the Makabel is a thinking, speaking being who is going to speak, so this, as we said, mipi atzmai. L'kacha yezeh al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom shehu karav el ha-mekabel. Klal ha-davar. Ki Hashem yizbarach nosan ha-toyre v'yisrael ho yimekablam v'yisa v'ha-kabola hi basayif. V'zehu mishna toyre shehi basayif. U'l'kach ha-dibur hu kifi haroi el ha-mekabel. Ki ha-mekabel hu ikir sham. The sham meaning there in Mishnah Torah, the ikir is the mekabel. So the mekabel is Moshe on our behalf, so therefore it's with his words. Again, when I say his words, meaning spoken as he wished to speak them. It may be the exact words as HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke them. But it is with his initiative. I will now say the words that Hashem wishes for me to say, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaber mitoch groinoi, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, so to speak, by causing Moshe Rabbeinu's voice box to emanate with certain voices and with certain sounds. So we have here a very, very different way of looking at Mishnah Torah. It's not just explanation, but it's a way of looking at Mishnah Torah as the final step and process of mankind actually receiving Torah from Shammai. Man here on earth, so different from the source of Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam in Shemayim. So therefore, there's a book that is focused on and reflects the fact that we are mekablim, we are receivers of flesh and blood, receivers of a Torah. And because of that, reflective of that, there's a book called Mishnah Torah, which is different from and distinct from the first four, where the first four are reflective of the giver and Mishnah Torah of the receiver. But that also means that we have to make efforts. We can't just say, well, Torah is received handily, easily. The morale is reflective of the fact that there is a tremendous effort that we have to receive Torah. We have to recognize that the real place of Torah, that the real source of Torah, is something beyond flesh and blood. It's shemaimius, it's heavenly. The malachim, you know, were wrong to say that it has no place here on earth, but the source certainly is in Shemayim. So for us to have a Torah whose source is in heaven means that we have to do a tremendous amount to be true to the Torah, to receive it properly, to accept it correctly, to learn it, to study it, because that's what receiving means, to understand it, to embrace it, and to do so humbly, recognizing that it comes from a very different sphere, that it comes from and is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the reflective of the fact that we are a bit removed from the giver of Torah, we have Mishnah Torah, which is that special Chumash, where Torah is explained for the receiver, for the receiving of Torah, and for us, the receivers of Torah. I just wanted to conclude by mentioning, it's an interesting Maral, it's in the Nesiv HaAvoida in Nesivus Olam of the Maral, Perik Yud Gimel, where there the Maral says that the idea of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum comes from the different kinds of giving of Torah. There was Torah at Sinai, there was Torah that was repeated and taught in the Midbar with Moshe hearing and sharing what was heard from the Oil Mayed. And then there is the third step, and that's Mishnah Torah, the explanation of Torah. In his words, and I'll read it to you from Nesivus Olam, Perek Yud Gimel, Matzinu she'atayra nitna b'har Sinai, v'nishneis b'Oil Mayed, so it was once at Sinai, repeated in the Oil Mayed, v'nishtal shalo b'arvis Mayed. And then, a third time, shared at Arvis Moav, where it was explained. Uba Arvis Moav haya beyer ha-Torah. Kedikziv hayol Moshe beyer es ha-Torah ha-Zayis. Which is the beginning of our parasha. Rashi says, b'shivim lashon. But of course, we don't have to do Targum in 70 Lashonos. We do it in one of the 70 Lashonos. Lefichach, shnayim mikra ve'echad Targum, shehu beyer ha-Torah. So the idea of having shnayim mikra ve'echad Targum is reflective of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. It was given at Sinai and then repeated through the years at the Oil Mayed. And then in Arvis Mayev again, but now with explanation. Hence, twice Mikra and then once Targum. So, Shnai Mikra Mecha Targum, the Targum part is because of Hoyel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah HaZois. And at the time that Chazal said that we should do so, of course, the common language for the Hamayin Am was Aramaic. Lashon Yisrael Hamayin Haya Targum, Velefichach Tzarech Shnayim Mikra, Ve'echad Targum. So, the Book of Dvarim now is all about our understanding that we have to learn and study and explain, and that receiving of Torah doesn't just mean that, you know, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu shared it initially, that's how we receive it. No, receiving is a whole labor unto itself. A great, holy, beloved labor unto itself. And that's why there is Mishnah Torah. That's why there's a whole Chumash that reflects the fact that you need to be involved with Torah, you need to delve into it, delve into its many levels of understanding, its many layers of meaning. That's all part of being true to the mission of receiving Torah. That's why there's a book Mishnah Torah, that's not so much about the giving of Torah as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, but is about the receiving of Torah as Am Yisrael continues to receive the Torah.